It's a Friday morning, and coming up tomorrow, and over the weekend, I should say, is Earth Day. I think Earth Day is actually on Sunday. And there are some activities planned in Northfield for the weekend, and we have one of the organizers joining us right now. Helen Forsyth is in. Helen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Earth Day. Boy, we've it's usually in the spring, and usually we have spring by now. after a month of terrible weather, you've got like 54 degrees and sunshine tomorrow. Not quite as warm as it should be, still normal, but boy, that's a sigh of relief, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, we will take that.
Mm-hmm. How many years has Northfield been doing the Earth Day celebration? Can you give us a little bit of history of how this developed?
Yeah, sure. So I believe this is the ninth year in a row that the Earth Day has been a community celebration here in Northfield, and possibly even before that, but the 9 years is what I'm aware of.
Okay.
The celebration has always included like workshops and activities and some type of gathering to really get community together and talk about climate change and the Earth and all that sort of thing.
Really, some interesting stuff, and it starts off, Earth Day is Sunday, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
mm-hmm,
but most of our events and stuff are going on Saturday, do I have that right?
Okay. Yep, that's correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we doing this year for Earth Day?
Awesome. Yeah, so there's quite a lot of stuff. So on Friday evening, today actually, mm-hmm. There's going to be a free contra dance, and contra dance is kind of like square dance,
mm-hmm.
At the Carlton Cowling Gym, and that's from 7:30 to 10:30, and that's free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that as a way to kind of kick off the weekend with some dancing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good atmosphere there.
Yeah, absolutely. So then on Saturday, starting in the morning at 9:30, there's a meetup at Bridge Square. A couple different activities going on there. There's a bike ride that's meeting there. I'm not quite sure what their route is, but they're leaving from Bridge Square. There's going to be a free yoga class. And then there's also going to be a trash cleanup that goes mm-hmm. around downtown a bit.
Oh, great. All good activities.
Yeah.
And once again, we have some nice weather for it.
Right,
it's really just lifts spirits to begin with. And for this weekend's going to be a lot of time. I know Terry, my wife, has been looking forward to getting out into the garden. I don't know if she'd be able to do that quite yet, but at least you'll be able to see it and look at it. So, spirits are definitely lifted, and you've got some good events going on in the morning, bright and early.
Yep. So then after the morning activities, starting at about 3:30, we'll be closing off Division Street in front of the Armory and having some live music and some kids' activities. And then inside the Armory will be exhibitors of different kinds, so different groups and organizations and businesses that have something to do with care of the Earth and our environment.
All right. Now, a live band. Who's the band? I bet you are you a part of it?
I am a part of it. Yeah. So there's quite a few local people who will be mm-hmm. playing. So I'll be playing. And I know you had John Potts in here pretty recently
mm-hmm.
with Delia. And I believe John will be playing.
Yeah.
And then Chase Ingram, who's a local high school student
mm-hmm.
At Arcadia Charter School, he'll be playing. As well as Theo Hoffering, who's also a local, and Cliff Martin.
Northfield has a great music community.
Mm-hmm.
I know probably all of those people have played with a lot of other people around. It's mm-hmm. kind of interchanging. So it's a wonderful time, and great music. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Now, what time does that start?
That starts at 3:30.
Okay, and at the same time, some of the other businesses and things you're going to be showing, or organizations, I should say?
Yeah. So we're calling them exhibitors, and they will be in the Armory with tables, you know, talking about mm-hmm. Ways to get involved or just different organizations that are doing different work.
All right.
Where
does it go from there?
From there, at 5 p.m., there have been some high school students and middle school students here in Northfield who the past couple of weekends have gotten together to make climate-related art, so banners and signs and that sort of thing. And so there's going to be a short kind of march parade deal to kind of share that energy, share that art. And if Mary Jo could talk about the specific route, but I'm not quite sure on the specific route, but it's just kind of around town, nothing crazy. And so then after that, we're going to just kind of continue the party on Division Street. There's going to be food trucks, at, I believe, 6:30 is when kind of we transition into, there's going to be a speaker, a climatologist named Mark Seeley, will be talking with us.
There's Mary Jo. Is there the climatologist, is there a certain topic that he'll be talking about in particular, do you know?
Hey, how you doing, Jess?
Hi, Mary Jo. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Right, a little bit late today, but it's radio, so our clock just keeps on going.
I thought it was 7:30, sorry. So, yeah, you know, Mark has been around for a long time in the field and has done a lot of presentations in regard to what's going on statistically in Minnesota regards to climate. And he'll be sharing a lot of that, as well as what it looks like here in Northfield, the impacts of Northfield.
Oh, interesting, interesting. So it's more, much more of a locally focused discussion.
We're hoping so. I mean, I never know what he's going to do, right?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, where do we go from here?
Yeah, so after Mark Seeley, we've got a community discussion to help inform a Northfield Climate Action Plan. And so I'm really excited about that conversation because we can involve people who live here in talking about what is important for our town, for our community, in addressing climate change here. And kind of the ideas that get generated in that conversation are going to be taken and used by a Northfield Climate Action team to kind of implement the things that our community wants.
All right.
Yeah, the advisory board was chosen by the council based on the council's amazing decision to put climate change up as a priority in their strategic plan this year. So that group of, we're hopeful that that this community dialogue will really help them go be on their way with having conversations around, around just what the plans might be.
All right.
To include the community as well as their thoughts.
Yeah. Sounds good. Now, what was the time and place on that discussion as well?
Yep, so the discussion starts at 7:30 at the Armory.
Okay.
And that's directly following Mark Seeley, who starts at 6:30.
Okay, all right. Once again, we are talking with Helen Forsyth and Mary Jo Cristoforo about Earth Day. Earth Day celebrations going on this weekend here in Northfield. The actual Earth Day is Sunday. A lot of things going on Saturday. We've taken advantage of a nice weather over the weekend to do that. How does the night continue on after that?
Well, the thing to end off the night is there's a band called Tramps Like Us, which is a Springsteen cover band, and they're going to be playing at 9 p.m. at the Armory.
All right.
At Imminent.
At Imminent.
Not at the Armory.
Tramps Like Us. I have not heard of them before. It sounds pretty good, though. I'm a Springsteen fan. So
okay,
like
excellent.
There's actually some local guys that grew up here and relocated in Minneapolis, but they're kind of coming home.
Yeah, so. They were born to run. Yeah. had to throw that one there. Now, what about Sunday's actually Earth Day, and it'll be noted, of course, around not only around the U.S., but around the Earth. What do we have going on for Sunday?
Yeah, you know, Sunday, Imminent, actually, Laura and some organizers planned a ride, a bike ride. And so there's lots of different bike rides that you can do. I think there's like an 8 mile, a 15 mile, a 26 mile, and a 51 mile bike that folks can partake in. So, you know, we just wanted to kind of, we knew that Earth Day was on Sunday, but wanted to take advantage of Saturday, kind of the whole weekend to celebrate.
All right. Anything else for Sunday?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, what else would you like to talk about Earth Day? Anything else you want to mention?
You know, I just want to mention the great partnerships that we've had this year. The Arts Guild has been amazing. They actually helped support a couple of different art builds for the march. I don't know if you got into the march at all, but there were great people came together and actually are coming together on Saturday morning to do another art build, and we really couldn't have done that without the Guild, so we really want to thank them, as well as all of our sponsors. We've got just had been tremendous support this year, and we're really, really thankful to all of them. So,
well, it sounds like a great weekend. The weather's cooperating finally. We got perfect weather just in time for the Earth Day celebration. So it sounds like a wonderful family event. Bring the whole family out and get involved in the activities and Earth Day. And want to thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you over the weekend.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Mary Jo Cristoforo and Helen Forsythe. Once again, the Earth Day celebration actually begins tonight, so you can check out the posters. One more thing. Is there a website or anything? If they'd like some information, can people go online if they miss this?
Yep, they can. www.northfieldearthday.com. Or you can email us at northfieldearthday@gmail.com.
All right.
You can also find us on Facebook at Northfield Earth Day Celebration.
That's easy enough. Wonderful. Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Once again, Helen Forsythe and Mary Jo Cristoforo, the Earth Day Celebrations.